Nasdaq. This is Rick trading on Dwight Crown. Dwight, D-W-G-H-T. I'm sorry, D-W-I-G-H-T. Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T. D as in David. Crown, S-C-R-A-U-N. Crown, C-R-A-U-N. C as in cat. R as in Robert. Crown, Dwight. Date of birth, 8-26-60. Date of visit, 6-3-25. With a copy for Dr. Delicia Haynes, D-E-L-I-C-I-A. Delicia Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. Thanks. Dear Delicia, thank you for sending Dwight Crown for evaluation. Next, this present illness. This is a 64-year-old male who has a past history of COPD. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion. And was recently sent for a CT of the chest done on done on 5/4/25. The patient's chest CTA showed no pulmonary emboli, but showed areas of bronchiolitis and patchy ground glass opacities in the right lung. There was also a 1.1 centimeter ill-defined right upper lobe nodule. The patient states he has a cough but does not bring up much sputum. He denies some aphthesis, fevers, chills, but has lost weight up to 10 pounds over the past 6 months. The patient has been a smoker for over 40 years, continues to smoke a few cigarettes daily. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history for COPD and a history for cholecystectomy. He has had no history of pneumonia. Next, allergies to Keflex. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 42 years and has cut down to a few cigarettes a day. Alcohol use, mostly beer. Next, family history, father died of a heart attack, mother died of stomach cancer. Next, father died of heart disease. Patient said she was adopted. Adoptive mother had cancer of the stomach. Next, system review. The patient has lost weight. He has fatigue. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo or hoarseness. He has no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. And he has no hay fever. He has shortness of breath, coughing spells, and wheezing. No abdominal pains, heartburn, rectal bleed. No chest or jaw pain, no leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. And he has easy bruising and has joint pains and muscle aches and no memory loss or headaches. No skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, med list included Breyna, B-R-E-Y-N-A, Breyna, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, B-I-D. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, Q-I-D, P-R-N. Next, physical exam. This thinly built middle-aged white male is alert. no acute distress, there was no pallid sign of this ictus superficial edema. His blood pressure. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse is 84, respirations 20, temps 97.6, weight is 113, saturation 95. HEND anomphalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next supple number is no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no vena, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is right lung nodule. Number 3 is chronic cough. Number 4 is nicotine dependency. And next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use the nicotine patch. He was also advised to get a CT chest in 2 months to evaluate the lung nodule. He will get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And he'll continue using the Brayna inhaler, BRAYNA. Brayna inhaler, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. And albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Follow up is it to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Delicia Haynes, HAYNES, MD. Thank you.